This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, the city of Philadelphia is getting back to business this morning as well. Schools and city government are up and running. And as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports, so are the buses and trains.
The sounds of urban commuting are back. And after 2 days of the city being shut down, the 6 a.m. train comes as relief for people like Professor Dean Hammer.
I like the rhythm of work. You get sort of crazy just sitting around timelessly waiting for things.
About 1 million people ride trains, buses, and trolleys in Philadelphia. The public transportation system here didn't take a beating like New York's, but spokesperson Heather Redfern says they've had to work overtime to make sure everything is ready to go.
We had crews out constantly, you know, refreshing them as best as we could, getting them in, getting new crews out, working with contractors.
All the manpower, plus 2 lost days, cost money.
Our daily revenue is about $1.7 million, so not being able to run for those days, and then when you have to put in, you know, the crews and the cleanup, add to that. So it could be a significant cost.
Redfern says SEPTA will draw on the Rainy Day Fund to help absorb the cost. Rainy Day Fund, indeed. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.